back to my channel. Today we are talking about healthy summer cocktails because tomorrow is the 4th of July here in the United States. I'm headed to Maine to celebrate with my family and I can't wait. And I know for a lot of us, summer is a time where we like to go to barbecues, we like to go to potlucks, we like to have parties outside. So I thought it would be fun to give you some healthy cocktail recipes. These can be made with alcohol, but they could also be made mocktails. We're using really healthy, clean ingredients, no simple syrup, no added sugar, nothing like that. We're just using fruit and some alcohol. So we are going to be making a frosé with mango and peach. We're also going to be making a watermelon cooler. And then we're gonna be finishing off with a grapefruit margarita, which is my personal favorite cocktail. And all of these are going to be linked for you in the description box below, as always. So if you have any questions, comments, anything like that, make sure to leave them down below. If you haven't subscribed, make sure to tap that red subscribe button. And without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in.
First up is the frosé recipe, and we are going to start by freezing some rosé ice cubes. So I use these little silicone ice molds, and you just pour about 3/4 of the bottle into these little molds, and then you're gonna freeze them overnight. And they won't freeze completely, but that's okay. Once they are semi-frozen, you are going to transfer them into a blender. And you can see here, they kind of come out as like icy chunks, and that's fine. You just want them to be a little bit frozen. So add in all of those ice cubes, and it is a little messy, and then you'll top that with some frozen mango, as well as some frozen peaches and the rest of your rosé bottle. From there, you can just pop that blender onto your blender base and blend it up until it is smooth and creamy. And it's going to be like a thick, slushy slash smoothie consistency, which is exactly what you're looking for. I like to make these a little bit extra fancy, so we are going to just put a little bit of mango juice on the rim, and then you can just dip this in coconut. I just find that this is a really great combo. You could also do sugar, or you could just leave them as is. And once you have the coconut rims, you can just pour your frosé right into your glasses, and it's honestly such a delicious texture. Matt and I loved it so much, and it's the perfect refreshing drink on a hot summer day. Next, we have our watermelon cooler. We're gonna start by making our watermelon juice. So you just add fresh watermelon into a blender, and you don't need to add any additional liquid to this. You're just going to blend it up until it's smooth and creamy. Since the watermelon is so watery, it's just going to blend it up into a juice really easily. Once you have that, you are gonna want to strain it because it is a little bit pulpy. You could just leave it with the pulp, but I personally like it to be nice and smooth. So I pour the watermelon juice through a nut milk bag, and then I use my hands to kind of squeeze out just the juice, and the pulp is left over. Then we are going to assemble our cocktails. So it's 2 parts vodka, as well as 2 parts of watermelon juice, and then 1 part lime juice. And you add this into a shaker, add in some ice, and pop on your lid, and then just give this a shake until it's nice and combined. Pour it over ice, and then it's gonna fill up about half of your mason jar or whatever glass you're doing. So fill up half of your glass with that watermelon mixture and then top the rest with some seltzer. And this is bubbly, it's fresh, it's light, it's really easy, it's not too sweet, and it is so good. Last but not least, we have our grapefruit margarita. So we're gonna start by juicing some grapefruit. It depends on how big your grapefruits are, but we're looking for 1 cup of grapefruit juice. I use this little hand juicer, but you could use whatever kind of juicer you want. And just transfer it into a Pyrex dish. Again, we're looking for 1 cup of grapefruit juice. From there, move on to your limes, and you're gonna do the same, just juice your limes, and we're looking for 1/2 cup of lime juice. So again, this is gonna depend on how juicy your limes are and also how big they are. From there, we will assemble our margaritas. So it's 2 parts tequila to 1 part Cointreau, which is like an orange liqueur, and you can add it into your mixer. Follow that with about 1/2 cup of the mixture, some ice cubes. Top your shaker with all of its components and give it a good shake until it's nice and combined. It'll also be kind of frothy, which is awesome. And to serve these margaritas, I like to just put some lime juice around the rim and dip them in some Himalayan sea salt. It's also really good with a little bit of chili powder mixed with the sea salt. But again, you're just kind of like giving the rim a little dusting. And this is totally optional. You don't have to do that. Once you have that, you can just transfer in your margaritas and enjoy them right away. I love serving these at like a Mexican or taco-inspired dinner. It's so yummy. It's really, really refreshing. You don't need any sweetness, which I love. And they're really tangy, and I think you guys are gonna love them.
And there you have it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed today's video. If you end up trying any of these cocktails, I would love to know which ones you like. And if you have your own classic summer cocktail that you like to make, please share it with us below, especially if you have a recipe. Make sure to leave all of those recipes down in the comment box because we can continue to learn and share with each other. I personally am a huge fan of the grapefruit margarita. I'm going to be making that when we are in Maine, and I can't wait. I know my family loves it too. So I hope you guys have an awesome rest of your day. Have a fantastic start to your summer. I can't wait to share a ton more summer recipes with you. There is so much amazing produce this time of year, and I just can't wait to like give you all the colorful things. So make sure to stick around, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of those fun videos. And if you enjoyed this video, please give it a big thumbs up. You can share it with your friends and family if you think they would enjoy it as well. And of course, I just want to say thank you for being here. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye, guys!